Mark Patrick Seminars with Weight Loss Results. Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Charlottesville on Wednesday, January 15th.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about desserts like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I lost a total of 83 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Wednesday, January 15th at the Holiday Inn University Hotel in Charlottesville. Seminar time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Attend this program and find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
Today, increasing cloud cover, highs in the mid-50s, a few showers arriving after sunset.
It's 32 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
A man from Mineral is facing charges in connection with the wounding of a horse in Hanover County in November. The Hanover County Sheriff's Office said Jeffrey Mayo was shooting at a deer when he hit the horse.
A man in Scottsville is thanking first responders and fallen members this holiday season with a light display.
To our first responders and honoring those who lost their lives in line duty or any other causes.
Jack Maxwell began working on the light display around Halloween and decided he wanted to pay tribute to first responders and fallen members. The light display is in his front yard. It features signs paying tribute to firefighters, police officers, and EMS workers. You can view the light display in person through January 6th.
Virginia Career Works will be holding a couple of job fairs coming up very soon. First in Greene County, January 10th at the Piedmont Virginia Community College Giuseppe Center in Standardsville, and then on the 22nd at the Northside Library. There'll be multiple employers represented, and attendees should dress for an interview and bring copies of their resume.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 32 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on CVEL 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having.
Don't wait for the special $650 off. Book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit TLCVision.com.
The Bloomberg Market Minute is sponsored by TLC Laser Eye Centers.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Wall Street wrapped up its best year since 2013 with a modest advance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 76, the S&P 500 gained 9, the Nasdaq Composite rose 27. Larry Culp is bringing some Jack Welch mojo back to GE stock. It soared 53% this year. That's its best annual performance since the beginning of Welch's CEO tenure almost 40 years ago. Warner Brothers is seeking millions of dollars in damages from a Brazilian jeweler. A lawsuit filed in a Florida federal court accuses Cracko Jewelry of using images of Bugs Bunny, Tweety Bird, and Hello Kitty to sell merchandise online and in a Miami store. Uber and Postmates